Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. Party line. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Little Three Dog Night. Getting us started. Getting us all settled in for a hot dog weekend. It's going to be a great one, folks. Weather is going to be beautiful. We're going to have a great time at the Hot Dog Festival downtown Frankfort. And a lot of great things happening, well, really throughout the county. And we're going to be talking about some things that will be happening with Coach Kids here in just a minute. With Katie Schimmel and a special, very special guest with Katie that's brought into the studio this morning. But before we do all of that, we also hopefully will be talking to Todd Corey from the Utility Service Board, or Utility Services, I should say. He's the manager of Utility Services. But before we do all of that, we got to make sure that we highlight our sponsors, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, which is really cool right now because we're now, during the day, Wildcat Creek Cooperative, which is the Career Tech Center for our community. So Clinton Prairie, Clinton Central, Rossville, Frankfort. Everybody can go right there now to the Ivy Tech campus during the day and an Ivy Tech adult learning at night. So it's going to be a great partnership. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Cooling, or Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. I always try to change that for Jim. Sorry, Jim. BooneCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspapers. And then, unfortunately, online, we're still not streaming online. Hopefully, we'll get that corrected here soon. But if we were, our sponsors were always taking good care of us. 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County. Day and Ginda Funeral Home, you heard Pat Day earlier this morning on the morning show. Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, and Solidarity Credit, Community Federal Credit Union, which, by the way, don't forget, next Thursday, August 1st, there's going to be a big blowout at the Jimmy John's Plaza. Solidarity Community Credit Union is having, they're going to have big blow-ups and free ice cream, free sandwiches. It's going to be a lot of fun for the first 250 people. It'll be a great evening, August 1st, over at the Jimmy John's Plaza. Everything kind of kicks off around, I believe, let's see, 5:30, I believe it is. So 5:30, but check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, just so everybody knows, I lost the forecast. No, here it is. I knew I found it. I knew I put it somewhere. Today, sunny with a high near 78. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of around 56. And tomorrow, now listen to this, beginning of Hot Dog Festival. Now, this is great. Sunny and 79. Unbelievable. Saturday, we're looking at a high of 82, sunny. And a beautiful weekend ahead. You cannot beat that kind of forecast. And I've been to every hot dog festival, and there have been some really hot ones, Katie. Katie Schimmel joining us from Coach Kids.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing very well. And so we're looking forward to a really nice weather to
yes,
get things going.
It's
going
to be wonderful. Last year was so hot.
Oh, yeah. Well, the very first one, 1985 or 1995, was it? No, 95, yeah. I'm trying to get, this is the 29th year, so it's coming up next year, be 30 years, so I'm trying to get my bearings. So yeah, it would have been 95. Mm-hmm. It was so hot, we had people we were in charge of the trash detail that year, and I had kids, we did Youth for Christ, and the kids were, I had kids falling like fly, it was, if I remember, I'm not trying to exaggerate, but if I remember, the heat index was like 105.
Wow.
And the heat off the pavement, we had no shade. It was rough. But you know what? 29 years later,
yeah,
it's going to be 79 degrees. So we're gonna take that.
It wouldn't
that.
Be a hot dog festival without it being hot.
Well, that's right. And so we're gonna take what we can, and we'll appreciate it. Speaking of hot, you brought in a hot little guest today from your own household, right?
I did.
And I say hot because he's got a lot of confidence. We've been talking football. He's a firecracker. So good morning, Nolan. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good, good. So Nolan, tell me how old you are.
7
years old. See, so I'm going to ask some of these questions over. So you're going to probably think, wow, yeah, I just told you that. But now listeners haven't heard this, so they want to know. Mm-hmm. So where do you go to school, Nolan?
Clinton Central.
So you go to Clinton Central. You're a Bulldog, huh? All right, but you're going to play football at Sheridan? All right, so how do you like playing football? No, you have to speak. You can't just give me a
they can't see you.
I'll tell you what, I'll try to ask questions that are not yes and no. So, so what is the most favorite thing about football that you like? Do you like playing defense or offense? You like tackling or do you like to be tackled? You like to tackle people?
That's a hard question. Apparently, he likes.
Oh, you like to. So you like to run through people, right? You like to throw the ball, catch the ball,
score the touchdowns.
I know you already talked about spinning the football. So you like, I know you like celebrating. So you must be doing. You must be doing a lot of celebrating. We know that of course Sheridan football is pretty popular around. Well, not so popular with some of us have gotten beaten down over the years, but Sheridan football, I broadcast for Sheridan football many years ago for Shine 99, went to 4 state championships, and it was pretty amazing. Bud Wright does a great job out there, so you'll have a lot of fun. Are you looking forward to school starting? He's shaking his head, folks. No,
yeah.
we're not online, so, and I meant to that. So what do you enjoy about school? Do you have anything that you like about school? Do you like lunch or PE?
PE.
Okay, I kind of thought you were a physical education guy.
There is one thing that you like about school. Swimming.
Swimming. Yeah,
but
there you go.
It's something that you do once a week. Because see, you're not just my kiddo. You're also a mentee in the local heroes program.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get to
yeah.
go. Yeah. So you get
your
to be,
mentor comes and sees you once a week. Doesn't he?
On the last day, he didn't.
No.
Well, he had some things going on, so but that's okay. But do you enjoy meeting with your mentor?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Very good. Well, that is great. Well, that's a great program, and your mom does an excellent job. She leads that program, the Coach Kids program. You probably know that, don't you? So she's pretty important when it comes to that. So, well, Katie, let's talk a little bit about the Coach Kids. We got a lot going on this weekend. A big fundraiser, right?
Yes.
That's happening for Coach Kids at the Hot Dog Festival. You got breakfast going on. That's Saturday.
Yep. Saturday, 8 to 11 at Prairie Creek Park is our annual breakfast that we have. And then as well as our annual cornhole tournament. So that goes on the same time. We have a cornhole tournament. It's $40 a team if you're interested in playing.
So you can still sign up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yep. We do pre-register, but you can sign up.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
$40 a team, and it's a double elimination, and it's a fun time. We're usually out there all afternoon, and the teams that have come out to play, they really have a good time, and we have some fun down at Prairie Creek Park.
Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna just not do anything else in the Hot Dog Festival and just come and just like have fun stuff like that, because it would be cool.
And play cornhole.
Eat and play cornhole.
Do it.
It just have those. It's one of those. Every year it just seems like. Of course, we got so many things happening this year. Kim, I was talking to Kim this week. And there's something like 20 new vendors. I mean, there's it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great activities. But the cornhole has been very popular.
Yep. Yeah. So last year, I believe we had 15 teams come out.
Yeah.
So we were there until late in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I'd love to have every bit of that, if not more, this year. We are going to have a cash prize this year, so that's exciting. It's a good time. I mean, $40 gets you a whole day of playing cornhole, and then you get the chance to win, and then in between your games, you can come in and grab some good food.
There's a lot of activity going on beyond the cornhole, so we certainly invite you to come down to the Hot Dog Festival this week. And then the breakfast goes on from what time again?
8 to 11.
8 to 11,
mm-hmm.
And that is it a free will offering, or is it how much?
It's $8 a person.
$8 a person.
Kids 5 and under are free.
Wow, you're not 5 and under, no, Nolan. You're older than that.
He needs to be charged an adult meal.
Yeah, because he likes to put it away.
Uh huh.
You like to eat, Nolan? What's your favorite food? Let me ask you that.
What's your favorite food?
What's your favorite food?
What's your favorite thing to eat?
What's your favorite breakfast food? Do you like pancakes? Do you like eggs? Do you like bacon? You kind of look like a bacon guy to me.
Cakes.
Yeah, he likes pancakes.
Pancakes. Do you like bacon with the pancakes?
Oh, yeah. He's a meat eater.
He's a meat eater. Well, you look like you're meat. You look like you got some protein in you there, man. So it looks like you could tackle anybody that you wanted to tackle. That's for sure. So you do that with your friends, don't you? You take your big brother's friends down. Is that what you do? Now, see,
that's what he said.
So you are a lot of talk.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yeah, he
Shan,
was a lot of talk.
What do I do to change this? We can't have that. We can't have the kid that is all talk, and then when it comes to. So
his friend's not hearing him now, so
right,
or he's afraid his friends are hearing him right now. So that's
were all hyped up to talk about the breakfast, Nolan. You have helped me with the breakfast every year, and you're helping me get ready for it. Why don't you tell the listeners what your favorite part of the breakfast is?
Pancakes.
Hey, you're a man of my own heart. I love pancakes. A lot of syrup and a lot of butter. And then and don't forget to sprinkle the bacon on top. It's good stuff.
Yes.
I love bacon. Well, so Katie, I know that's you got a lot going on, but there's a lot going on besides at the Hot Dog Festival.
There is.
You've got, tell me a little bit, let's go back. I mean, you had the Aviators game.
We had all
of the kind of stuff that we've already done pre Hot Dog Festival, that early summer, and now you're kind of looking back how things go.
Our May, June, and July, I tell you, Shan, it's been crazy. Aviators game was great. We had both Sapphire Bay days for local heroes and for our Community Hope kiddos. So that was kind of neat. Mentors were able to go and be with the families spend a day with them and put a name to the face, especially for those local heroes kiddos.
Right.
And
their families came too. I mean, everybody was invited to come.
Everybody's invited to come and enjoy the day. We also did a few other events for our Community Hope program out at Red Barn. That was one of them. But we have been preparing for what's to come. So we just released some big news, and that is now we have the capability of having high school mentors in Frankfort schools.
Right.
So that's been like the number one question for me all the time is why aren't you guys in Frankfort as much? So since they have multiple campuses where Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Rossville, they're all on the same plot of land.
Right.
Frankfort has multiple locations. So we could only have adult mentors at Frankfort.
Mm.
Well, speaking with the new high school principal, she's been phenomenal. And I look forward to working with her more. She said, let's figure it out. Let's figure out a way that we can logistically work this out. So we're going to start with juniors and seniors because those are the kiddos that have their license.
Mm-hmm.
It's an application. They have to submit an application, and then we will go through, making sure that they're maintaining their grades, they have good attendance. If they are in extracurriculars, then they have time for the dedication for the mentee. But they are going to be allowed to leave during a specific period of the day, go meet with their mentee for one day a week, so the 30 minutes a week, and then come back. And, they get credit for it. They'll be able to be a mentor.
Well, it's really a double blessing for the young person, the teenager,
mm-hmm.
because they can, as you said, they get credit, but they also, I know a lot of those young people that junior, senior year, they're looking for volunteer hours for college, applications.
Right.
It's part of their portfolio that they can add to.
Mm-hmm.
But really, though, at the end of the day, you're looking for those that have a heart to mentor and have a heart to say, hey, I want to be a big brother. I want to be a big sister. I want to share my talents and abilities and I want to be able to pour into somebody else's life. It's right. something that the organization is bigger than they are, and they want to be a part of that. I think that's really the whole, that's probably what you're looking for most of all.
That is. Yeah. And, you know, I've always said what we do doesn't just benefit our mentees,
sure.
but it also benefits the mentors.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I think, you know, this is an awesome opportunity to allow these kids to build character, have some responsibility, be given, you know, an opportunity where they haven't been able to do that before. And so, you know, they're going to be reliable and responsible to be mature and go and meet with these kids and, you know, follow the steps and processes. And I think that it is exactly what the high school needs.
Right. Well, and it again, it's being able to put purpose and value into two lives, the ones that are being mentored and
yes.
those that are the mentor. And I appreciate that so much. Now, and they will be working with mostly elementary students, correct?
And
middle school kids.
Yes.
So they're gonna, which is a really tough age. I mean, the middle school age is a very challenging. I mean, I coach junior high football. I always tell this to kids. I tell this to anybody that I ever talk to, and I debate you on that, and I'm glad to debate you because I think the middle school years, teenage years are tough, period.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school years are probably the toughest times of your life.
They're the worst.
Because those are the years you're changing hormonally. You got physical mm-hmm. changes. You've got emotional changes.
Yeah, you're just awkward, right? You just don't know how to handle anything.
And one look, you know, one look,
yeah.
one word, one
yeah.
look
yeah.
can change your whole dynamic and change your day.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing, another key point of this is, you know, I graduated from Sheridan. And so at Sheridan, you know, we were all under the same roof.
Right.
So there was a lot of times where, you know, when I was in seventh and eighth grade, we had passing periods that we would go down to the high school.
Right.
So transitioning from middle school to high school for me was not overly difficult. And and that goes for the same with Prairie and Central and Rossville, because they're all really together.
Yeah.
But at Frankfurt, it's a huge change for these
kids.
It's
like going to a college campus.
Yes. From, yeah. It's a whole new school. Yeah. All new layout. And so I feel like getting in with a few older classmen that they'll see a familiar face when they're walking through the hall will make them a little bit more comfortable going into their high school years.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know if you know who's right and who's wrong as far as how they mix kids or they don't mix kids. I think that it is a there's challenges to, but there's pros and cons to both
yes,
ways because I do see there's a lot of influences there that you probably don't want your middle school kid to be a part of. And then there's some that you do. And then, like you said, you kind of get used to that and it doesn't change. But just the age group itself mm-hmm. is a challenging time of life.
It is.
And I always tell people, I said, I tell kids all the time, I said, look, if you can get through these next few years, life can be, it's not going to be a cakewalk. Life is never a cakewalk. But if you can get through these challenging times of not knowing you're wanting to be an adult, but yet you want to be a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You got people that are expecting you to make adult decisions, but yet
you start having more responsibility.
But yet mm-hmm. you don't want to be responsible. But
right.
yet then I want the car keys, Mom, or I want a chance to drive or do. I want to mow the yard. I want to do this. I want to do that. But then. So it's a really tough time, and so mentoring and having a kid, especially that close to the age, that can come alongside them, put their arm around them, and say, "Hey, look, it's going to be okay. I went through this 2 years ago," and you know it gives them hope.
Yep, it does, and you know, so this has just been a huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
For Coach Kids,
that's fantastic.
To be able to work with the school administration and get this worked out so that these kids can be a part of it, I just think is huge.
Yeah.
So we're super excited about that. So if you guys know anyone out there that you know is a junior or senior that would like to apply, we do have early applications open. We don't typically open them up in the summer, but with this kind of how it's starting, we did just want to open it up a little bit before school. But we can't forget about our adult mentors either, because, I mean, we're still looking for adult mentors.
Yeah.
Specifically with the school year starting, you know, this is when we need y'all the most.
Yeah.
So we will be looking for Local Heroes mentors, which is 30 minutes a week, one day a week, and then also Friends for Life.
Yeah.
So Friends for Life is our high school kiddos that meet once a month. And it is a curriculum-based program. A lot of these students are first-generation college kids, and a lot of them are first-generation even here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So parents might not be 100% aware of the process, post high school.
Right.
So this program is to help these kids build a resume, try to figure out what it is that they want to do, set goals, and then give them the stepping stones on how to get there.
So, we mentioned that Nolan is a mentee.
He is.
I mean, you're the director of Coach Kids, but how important it is to you as a mom that you know that he's getting that, a different perspective from an adult, from somebody else that mm-hmm. is not a parent, that is encouraging them on the same team and kind of given the same playbook.
Yeah, it's interesting that you asked me that, because I just was asked that similar question. Just this week of do parents get offended by you guys?
Well,
and that's basically how, they put it.
And
I said, here's where I stand with that is I want to break down that barrier, because mm-hmm. I will tell you, I love that Nolan has someone that he can trust, that he can look forward to seeing, that he can talk to. Now, Ethan, he is not an adult. He's a high schooler.
Right.
So we're blessed that he gets to have him again this year.
Right.
But still, it's a younger kid that it can be very influential over his choices.
Sure.
And having a mentor does not make me a bad parent.
Right.
I feel like life has given everybody curveballs,
sure.
and every child deserves
right.
a friend that they can trust.
So in a Coach Kids program, I mean, if a parent wants to talk to the mentor or the mentor,
yeah, I mean, they talk all the time.
That's the goal.
Yes.
Is that you want to have that relationship,
yes.
so that you are on the same page.
Yes.
Because I think that's where sometimes people say, well, I don't know what they're telling. Well, you know what? If you're the parent, you probably want to know what they're talking to your kid mm-hmm. about. And there's probably confidences that they're going to, you're going to keep within that
the mentors know the barrier.
Yeah,
the,
right.
the boundaries. You know, they know when something needs to be brought up to a parent.
Yeah.
But then they also know that if it's something piddle
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you keep anything from a parent,
right.
but there are certain things to build the trust with a kid that, that it's kind of like I got you. Mm-hmm. I understand that's something you're dealing with right now. You don't want anybody to know about, and we're good. Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like, even just talking about Nolan and I, we have a great relationship in terms
he
of
tackles
mother.
You, right?
Yeah, right.
You like tackling your mom?
Mother and son relationship. But I know that there's probably some things that he might not be comfortable talking to me about. So I want him to have some good people in his life that he can trust, and that's what it's about.
Nolan, what's the best thing you like about Ethan?
What do you do with Ethan?
What do you guys do?
What are some of the things you do? When he would come and see you, what type of things would you do?
Play games.
Play games?
You'd play games.
So what kind of games do you play?
Uno.
Oh, yeah. I played a lot of Uno with my mentee back in the day when I was part of the Local Heroes back in the day, and he loved to play Uno, and he used to beat me. I have to admit, he was so good. Do you beat Ethan a lot? Do you get a chance? Does he beat you? Both.
I beat him sometimes, and he beats me.
Oh, okay. So it's a kind of a balance thing. It's a kind of a balance attack there. All right, cool.
What's your favorite thing about Ethan other than playing Uno?
Does he make you feel good?
Can you share one thing nice about him that you like other than playing Uno with him? Well, I know that you have told me that you really like how nice he is to you. That he's always very nice to you, right?
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, it's amazing how you put a mic in front of somebody's
face. Right, he was Chatty Cathy before, we went live, and now it's like total shutdown.
Yeah, we were talking football. That's okay. That's all right. I understand totally. I get that way. I used to be that way too, Nolan. Now look at me. It's like, it's another thing. So it's just like talking to somebody else right here, right in the room, like talking to your mom. So
next time he's my special guest, yeah, he'll be talking your ear off.
That's all right. That'll be fine. That'll be great. Maybe we can get Ethan on the line or bring him in or something.
That would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Uh-oh. I think there's a little competition going on with Ethan. So I think he's wanting to throw him down. I think you're wanting to tackle Ethan. I think you're in that football mindset. Probably not.
Ethan's too nice for that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's good. Well, you know, you, when we talk about tackling, it's a very, you know, Coach Kids is tackling a lot of issues, a lot of struggles, a lot of challenges, mm-hmm, one being funding, and always funding is a big thing. Mm-hmm. So the fundraiser this week is pretty important this weekend. So if you can come out and throw in $8, $10, whatever, I'm sure you'd take more than just $8. So how can people also get a hold of you, Katie, and get a hold of the organization to find out more about Coach Kids?
Sure. So you can go to coachkids.org, and on our website gives each employee's individual email. So if you'd rather shoot us an email, you're welcome to do that. And then you can also reach me on my direct line, the office phone number, or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
Awesome. Very much. Nolan, thank you so much for coming in today. Thanks. Did you drive today or did your mom drive? She drove. Yeah. He's pointing it to his mom. Okay. No worries. It's probably a good thing. But I kind of have a feeling that you're going to be one of those guys that's going to be wanting to take the wheel sooner than later. Thanks for coming here, but appreciate you, man. Appreciate
you. Thanks for having
us, Shane. Keep playing football. It's a great sport. The greatest sport that was ever invented was football. I know I live in basketball world, but I grew up in the football world down south. So thank you for coming in, Katie. Thank you. Can you say
thank you
to all the audience there, Nolan?
Thank you.
All right. Come see Nolan at the Hot Dog Festival. Maybe you can throw some cornhole with him as well.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate you coming in. It is a Coach Kids weekend. Make sure you come out there and enjoy it at the Hot Dog Festival. They're going to have a lot of fun and great breakfast. We're going to be back, take a quick break. We'll be right back with the second part of this Thursday edition of Party Line. Todd Corey on tap.